The feelings we have currently are feelings that we got from our parents before we were verbal. We cared about them, we empathized with them, we emulated them. We understood how they felt about themselves and the way they felt about themselves in all the relationships they had, how they viewed their abilities or inabilities, whether they were beautiful or capable. Those things were very powerful to us, and we felt them, and we imitated them just as we learned to walk. We felt and imitated all the ways our parents felt because those basic skills were very important for us to learn, just like animals need to learn how to get along in the world, whether they're feral or they're tame or whatever. We learned how to be. One of the things that's the most important thing of all that we learned was to be loving in an unconditional way. I'm sure we all had that at some times. But we may have also felt that our parents weren't that way with themselves. And since we're imitating them, we may not have felt that they were loving themselves unconditionally, accepting themselves, rewarding themselves with the feelings they should have all the time. Perhaps our parents needed assurance. Perhaps our parents were insecure. At times, they may have wanted or needed admiration. We understood that that was what they were giving themselves rewards for. The rewards people give themselves are the feeling of aliveness, the feeling of joy, the feeling of being more ourselves and allowing ourselves to laugh, be happy, connect with others, open our hearts. Well, if we understood that, perhaps we're not realizing it, but instead of giving ourselves unconditional love now, we may be just imitating our parents and doing things to be admired. So we're going to want to do things because it comes from our heart. And so we need to unconditionally love ourselves to open our hearts that way. And so one of the things that's difficult to see, we may think we are unconditionally loving ourselves, but are we able to give ourselves feelings that are wonderful, feelings that we're alive, feelings that we'd like to have? Are we able to feel fabulous in our bodies? I would like for you to think of the last time you really rewarded yourself and felt that you had something to really admire yourself for that you'd done. And I would like for you to remember the way you allowed yourself to feel. And I would like to, this week, have us try to recreate that feeling within ourselves and then see if it's lasting. So right now we're going to try to do that. I would like for you to feel as much as you possibly can of feeling alive and excited just because you want to be authentic and real and funny and feel good enough to make others feel good. So I would like for you to try to allow yourself the opportunity right now to really improve the way you feel. Go ahead. Now, if we feel that It really just isn't working. It isn't happening. We don't understand how to do that. It may very well be that we just really don't have that written into our way of being automatically. And it is something that we automatically do. It's hard to consciously do. So what we want to do is right now we're going to relax and feel after we relax and really open up if we're more capable of doing it. So take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go in your face, let go in your head, completely let go there. Take another deep, deep breath, and as you exhale, let go in your neck, and let go in your shoulders. Another deep, deep breath, and let go in your chest, in your back. Completely let go all over. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to feel as though you're floating. I want you, right now, as you hear my voice, be proud of yourself for who you are. Open yourself and allow all the love and wonderful feeling to come into your body. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, feel beautiful, feel excited, feel wonderful about who you are. Who you are is not dependent on anything you can do. The rewards we think we get from accomplishing something are things we give ourselves, that we allow ourselves to have. The more we reward ourselves all the time, the more successful we will be. The energy we will have, the excitement we will have, the thirst for life we will have when we learn to open ourselves up and give ourselves love all the time, will make the motivation we have off the charts. We're our own child now. It's our turn to take care of ourselves. It's our turn to be loving to ourselves, spoil ourselves, and be good to ourselves. This week, take notice of how much we're doing that or not doing that. What we're going to do after the week's up is do an exercise to rewrite the way we feel